Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ah, coming up there, what a lovely song, bringing us all the way to 27 minutes past 12. Fundis Moyo, good afternoon, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Sis Luko. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Once more, we are here again today.
Welcome, welcome. So, what has the Lord placed in your heart for us this afternoon?
Amen, amen. I do understand that there is a program that we are going on today with Visiothon. Obviously, it is for the support of the ministry here at Radio Pulpit. So our teachings will be in line with the understanding of supporting a vision, understanding what it means to support the ministry.
Yep.
Because Radio Pulpit, we need to understand that it is a ministry on its own, and it touches many lives from all corners of the continent, you know. Because if I were to say for only South Africa, then I would be misrepresenting information, because Radio Pulpit is also across the border.
True.
So we need to teach even the listeners at home and encourage them as well, and to understand why we do have to support the ministry, especially here at Radio Pulpit. So we are going to read from the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. Verse 7 to 16.
Okay.
1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 to 16. You can read it right through.
And it says, after a while, the book dried up because there was no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him, rise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her, bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Verse 11, as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have not a loaf baked, but only a handful of meal in the jar and a little oil in the bottle. See, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, fear not, go and do as you have said, but make me a little cake of it first and bring it to me, and afterward prepare some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not waste away, or the bottle of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. Verse 15, she did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. Verse 16, the jar of meal was not spent, nor did the bottle of oil fail, according to the word which the Lord spoke through Elijah.
Amen.
Amen.
For the interest of knowledge as well, can we extend also our teaching to Luke chapter 8, verse 3? I'm extrapolating it on purpose from the Old Testament and also to the Jesus era, which is the New Testament.
Okay.
One of the synoptic gospels, Luke chapter 8, verse 3. Can you read it for us?
And it says, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who ministered to and provided for him and them out of their property and personal belongings.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are two verses amongst many other verses that we can look into, especially when we want to encourage a believer's lifestyle, because remember, Christianity is a lifestyle, it's not a religion. So is the systems and the principles within the Christianity ought also to be lived, not only spoken about, but we need to make sure that we engage into it. So now, where we read in the book of First Kings, you see there was a major prophet called Elijah.
Okay.
Now, Elijah is a type of Christ.
Okay.
Now, we come to Luke chapter 8, verse 3. We have Jesus, now the Son of the Living God, who comes to accomplish the mission. He's no longer the type, but he is the Christ.
The Christ.
So now, but in both instances, we find something that is very similar in proportion to their ministry as far as humanity is concerned and God's purpose. Now, this was a time, it was a dire season in Israel. This was now in Elijah's era, where Elijah finds himself in a predicament where there was so much famine and drought in the land. So there was nothing at all, no agricultural products, there was nothing, there was no productivity, because Elijah had closed the rain, he closed the famine for 3.5 years. But now God's provision was still upon Elijah. Remember, Elijah has to fulfill the ministry at that era, which was the Old Testament. So now the Bible says where God was providing Elijah he was providing Elijah via the ravens.
Okay.
You know, the ravens are those black birds. They like meat a lot. They eat a lot of meat. So in the morning and in the evening, the bird will come and provide for Elijah with food. You understand? So now, later on, God says, he transitions it now. He says, no, Elijah, go to Zarephath. Behold, I have commanded a widow there.
Okay.
You understand now? This widow has got one purpose to do to you. He has to feed you. You understand? The widow has to feed you. That's the major purpose of this woman. The existence of this woman lies in
feeding Elijah. Okay.
Now the Bible says Elijah goes, but now for the sake of you know, I would also want even Pastor Ray to also come in as well and contribute as well, because remember, the scriptures are by revelation. What I'm bringing on the table as well, and also you, Luko, Sis Luko, you have to contribute, because I believe the Holy Spirit speaks to all of us. But now the question is, how can God send a man of God, a prophet, an anointed man who has done so much wonders in Israel, undeniable miracles happening through Elijah, but yet God is still sends him to a struggling woman, a widow for that matter, where they know married women who had everything in life, even though we understand that the situation during that season, it was not favorable for everyone. But I do believe that not everyone was poor. Not everyone was struggling, you know, because I believe that there is always an opportunity. Where there is chaos, there is opportunity. You remember the times of COVID. A lot of people were struggling. Some people, they went into depression. A lot of happened, apart from the major factor, which we all know, it was death.
The pandemic itself,
you know, itself. But a lot of people went into poverty. But there is also a portion of people
that went into business.
Who went into business.
As
and
a result.
Were billionaires millionaires through that situation.
You understand? They found a gap.
So that's why I always say, where there is chaos, there is also an opportunity. So now, God being God, why would God go to this woman who is, number one, a widow? Now, which means this woman, there is no man to support her, you know. And God says to Elijah, go to the widow at Zarephath. Behold, I have commanded this widow to feed you. Now, God commands the widow, but we don't see a conversation between God and the widow.
And the widow, exactly.
and to show you that there wasn't like a conversation, face-to-face conversation, as it was with Elijah. So it was more like an instinctive conversation of some sort that happened, because the conversation between Elijah and God is very
clear.
Visible.
Exactly.
You understand? Mm. But now he goes to this widow, the widow who has been commanded to feed Elijah. Elijah is a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to look at it that way.
Okay.
Elijah is an organization. Elijah is like Radio Pulpit.
Mm.
Radio Pulpit is a ministry, delivers message to the nations of the world.
Of course.
That's why we are here right now, because a Radio Pulpit is our transmission, is a voice to many.
Mm.
You understand? Mm. So now he gets there. Elijah, he asks for water from this woman. And then this woman seemingly is asking for something that can be done so easily.
Mm.
Water can be easily accessible.
Of course.
You understand? Now, on her way, as she was carrying on the instruction, the prophetic instruction,
okay,
Elijah says, also, bring me a morsel of bread.
Now, he wants more.
He wants more now. You understand?
Okay.
He wants more now. Now, the woman looks at Elijah. She says, you know what? As the Lord lives, man of God, I respect you so much. You know, this is my situation.
Mm.
She explains the situation now.
Sure.
She says, you see now, this is who I am. Now, what is left here? It's for me and my son. As you can see now, you found me collecting sticks.
Sure.
So that I can make fire, cook, and after cooking, we eat with my boy and we die.
Because it's the last meal we will have.
Because it seems as if the common denominator in that area was death.
Mm.
She knew that the end result of this situation
is death.
Is death. But now she says, I only have a flour and oil so that I can eat with my child, with my son, and we die. Now, guess what? Elijah, I want somebody to listen to this carefully. Elijah could have changed his message.
Okay.
If Elijah was not spiritual, he was emotional.
Mm.
He could have changed the message immediately.
Looking at the stage.
Situation on the ground.
Besides, I can't eat their last meal.
I'm a man of God.
Mm.
I can't eat their last meal.
Mm.
I can't do this. This is
inhumane.
You understand? In fact, this woman, when she's looking at me, she's looking for answers and she's expecting more from me.
And I'm suddenly eating out of her very last bit.
You understand?
Mm.
Now Elijah says, but he doesn't really focus on what this woman is saying.
Mm.
And he doesn't even focus on the current situation on this woman.
Okay.
You know why? Because he knows the conversation he had with God.
Come on.
That go to the widow of Zarephath. I have commanded her to feed you. So Elijah knows that she can't be commanded to feed from what she doesn't have.
Yeah.
Because God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. It doesn't matter whether this woman, what she had, it was the little and the last.
Yeah.
But Elijah has so much belief and trust in God that God cannot send me to somebody
who does not have.
You understand?
Sure. So he sees beyond what this woman believes in that moment.
He sees beyond the circumstance surrounding and the situations around this woman and everything.
Sure.
Remember, he is there. He can see the situation here that as I'm sitting here requesting for what I'm requesting,
humanly nothing
can come out of this.
Yeah.
But because God has said it.
Mm. That settles it.
So here we are, even this afternoon, we know there is somewhere, somehow, and somewhere, someone here is listening to us.
Mm. Oh.
who is in that same situation, that same predicament, who says, but radio pulpit, I mean, you are always on air. We assume you have the answers for us. You have, you know, we should be coming to you queuing for food parcels and whatnot, you understand? But can't you be the one giving out to the community, you understand? But now, that's not how God's system operates. That's not how God's system operates. Look, listen to this before now I close. Now, this woman, Elijah says, just do as I say. Start with
as
me.
As you instruct her.
Start with me. You know? So now the woman, to cut the story short, she goes, she prepares everything. But there were words that Elijah said to this woman. He says, look, after being obedient to what I'm telling you right now, if you carry this instruction, this is what is going to happen to you. I don't care about the famine and the drought happening around you, but your house will never run dry of bread and oil.
Sure.
And the Bible says, after she carried the instruction, she carried on the instruction very well. I can imagine how difficult it was. I mean, I'm just explained to the man of God, this is my last money in my account. This is my last money in my account. But yet you are saying, start with radio pulpit.
Sure.
Yet you are saying, start
this
with
the
radio
pulpit. This is the last I have.
But this is the last that I have. I'm only having 100 runs. I'm only having 100,000. Remember, fingers are not the same.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody who is saying, I only have 100,000 in my account. That's a business person.
Yeah.
You understand? And there's somebody who is saying, I only have 100 rands. I only have 200 rands. I only have 1,000 rand. But now God is saying, I'm looking beyond what you have.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because I have got provision for what you need.
Yeah. Sure.
You see? And the provision for what you need lies on the obedience to release what you currently have.
Come on.
You see. So now the woman does according to the man of God's word. Now the Bible says, this woman never ran dry of oil and bread.
Come on.
Because the word was out that you shall never run dry of these two things. So I'm talking to somebody who is listening now at home, in your office, in your car, in your own space, that, you know, carrying a prophetic instruction is not as easy as ABC. Sometimes it requires you to sacrifice the Isaac, the only Isaac that you have.
Yeah.
That only 100 rand that you say you have, that only 100,000, 200,000, it depends on your heart. Remember, the Bible says one has to give without pressure.
Yep.
It must be a cheerful giving exercise, you know. That's why I say
so purpose in your heart.
This is our lifestyle. This is who we are. Giving is who we are.
Amen.
In fact, God gave.
Come on.
That's what the Bible says. God gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
Today we are many sons because of one sacrifice.
Amen.
You see. So now one will also say, but now we are living in the Jesus era, in the New Testament. That was the Old Testament, where we read in the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 3. We find Jesus himself, the Son of the living God. One will say, but how can God send you without giving you, equipping you, without giving you resources to do things? You see, it's because God understands that there are people on the ground.
That's
why the Bible says there was Joanna, there was Susanna, the wife of Chuza, you know, and they gave, and Chuza was Herod's officer. Herod, remember, was a king. So it simply means Chuza was more on a ministerial position. He was on a diplomatic position.
Amen.
So now the Bible says these women, they gave out of their means. Personal gaining, personal belongings. They supported Jesus' ministry. So our ministry is not just spiritual.
Okay.
You understand? The gospel is free. To preach the gospel,
it's free.
It's free. But the means
and
to take the gospel now to Carletonville, to Durban, to Pretoria, to Northwest, to outside to the borders
USA,
of the country.
Exactly.
You understand? It requires people to also come into part and play their role as well and support Jesus' ministry.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. Thank you
Amen.
So much, Sister Luko.
Thank you. Thank you for that word. Pastor Ray, one thing really truly stands out for me. The gospel is free, but to advance it costs money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is very much important to take note of the affirmed promises of the Father if you obey His word.
Amen.
There is no way that the Father would say something that He would not fulfill.
Yeah.
And much of the times when the Father speaks, it is against our logic.
Yep.
And it is against our calculations. You know, the woman had some good statistics, man. We eat, after that we die.
We die.
So it's something that has been happening around her village.
Amen.
She's talking about the reality she has been gathering. That famine was killing people.
Amen.
And so she was able to say to Elijah, look, this is how it goes. But if it is the Father that says that, so Amen. I shall oblige.
Sure.
It's important to oblige, and it is against the circumstances. The Father is... That's why I become quite confused when someone says the Father works in a supernatural way.
Come on.
The Father is above anything that has to do with nature, whether it's supernatural, mega-natural.
Man.
He speaks against the tide of our feelings and how we see things.
Man.
And if he appeals to the one who says... The stats again. Look at my bank account. And Pastor Moyo says, this one says, and this is how much I get, as little as it is. Yet you tell me, check it out. And I underline that.
Amen.
Yet you tell me to give to Radio Pulpit.
Hey.
Yet you tell me to give to Radio Pulpit. Just like that woman says, look, I'm gathering sticks, little fire, we eat. We sleep. Hopefully we don't experience death. We just die in our sleep.
Yeah.
You know, and the Father speaks against that. And I don't know what it does to Elisha being sent to a widow. I think it humbles him and it humbles Radio Pulpit to always be connected with the people.
Amen.
And also see the people as the hand of the Father in source.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, to value the people. And I think it did something also in the life of Elisha.
Sure. Powerful. I must say, in this very same breath, I want to remind you that Radio Pulpit, at Radio Pulpit, the good news knows no bounds. We believe that every heart deserves to hear the gospel in their own language. And that's why we proudly broadcast in 9 of South Africa's 11 official languages, ensuring that no one is left out. And now with 2 brand new online stations, Radio Kansel Hartblank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele, we are reaching even more people than ever before. So help us bring hope and faith closer to home. Just SMS GIVE, G-I-V-E, and your amount to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. Together, we can take the gospel further. Radio Pulpit, touching hearts, one language at a time.
I like it when it says whether you are in a far-fetched place, thousands of miles away, and Radio Pulpit is able to connect you, you know, and to transform hearts and lives and to give those timeless messages.
Yeah.
It's very important that we take note of that. And this is an exciting journey that we are in, where we now can say we are part of bringing hope and faith to the world in general.
Amen.
And we are no longer like, you know, specificated to a certain area, certain demarcations and the likes and stuff. But everyone can hear us.
Amen.
So help us. SMS the word GIVE to 37871 and also 082-657-2729. That's your WhatsApp. You start with the name GIVE. We will appreciate.
Amen.
Yeah. So many people are saying nice things there.
Yeah. Bongimura Pedi says, God wants us to participate in what he's doing.
Yeah.
But most of the time we look at our current situation. So help us, Lord, to see your hand in every situation.
Absolutely.
And Nicoline Khadebe says, thank you, good day, Luko and Pastor. And later on, she says, thank you to that. Bongi again, blessed day, family. I'm so encouraged. Thank you so much, Baruti.
Absolutely.
So, oh, man, Baruti, absolutely beautiful. Great. Got an interview coming up right up in a couple of minutes from now. And we're talking Banapili CD registration drive.
All right. Do you want a song?
Yes, please.
Let me play you some of my collections. Is it fine to do this on your show?
Go ahead for this.
All right.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.